friends. So this week, I want to share some exciting and terrifying news with you. I'm opening a cafe in Snohomish. Yep, this October 15th will mark opening day. I'll have a place where people can come, relax, and eat my food, and I'm thrilled. Oh, don't worry, I'll still be doing plenty of cooking classes, trips to Italy, and I'll have lots and lots to talk about on the radio. This is just something to add to the list, and I'm feeling real lucky to be able to make my living doing something I love with so many opportunities to meet great people and make fantastic food. Ah, but it isn't just food. You see, my cafe will be right next to a huge wine tasting room. 25 different wineries will be there, and it's my job to provide flavors and textures that will enhance all of the winemakers' hard work. I'm really looking forward to working with them and learning and tasting more of their delicious wines. So the other night, I had the opportunity to take a seminar entitled Wine 101. Actually, it was Washington Wines 101. And it was given by an extraordinarily talented lady named Deb Stillwell. Deb has spent years studying wine and has the letters after her name to prove it. She's tasted and familiarized herself not only with wines from all over the world, but also the science behind how wine is made and what distinguishes one wine from another. She'll tell you straight out that even after years of study, there's still a whole lifetime of information to be learned. Luckily for us, we live in an amazing state for wine production. Did you know that there are over 700 wineries in Washington State, and more are being added to that number every few days? A lot of people feel a little intimidated by wine and how to determine what's good and what isn't. I'm here to tell you that if you like drinking wine, and especially enjoy wine with food, then there are tons of wine out there that will be just perfect for you. So throw caution to the wind, give your keys to a designated driver, and taste away. So here are some things that I learned about Washington wines. We can grow nearly any grape in this state with one exception, Pinot Noir. Lucky for us, however, we have a wonderful neighbor to the south whose soil and climate are perfect for this delicious grape. Yep, it's the Oregon coast. I bet you thought I was going to say California, right? You can also enjoy both large and small wineries in Washington State. Chateau San Michel in Woodinville is responsible for some of the largest Riesling production in the world. And just down the street from them, you'll find delightful boutique wineries where the grapes are harvested by hand and the winemaker is right in the tasting room to describe his process. There's room for both, and both are encouraged. It doesn't matter whether you like white or red, chances are good we have it here in the Evergreen State. Oaky Chardonnay or bright Pinot Grigio, bold Cabernet Sauvignon, or berry-like Merlot. It's all here. And if you're a Syrah fan, you're in luck. This state has been lauded for its Syrah production in recent years. And don't forget about the rosés. Have you tried a dry Grenache rosé lately? I also recommend keeping a notebook, either with you or in a place where you can jot down the name of the label in the wine so you can find it again. It always helps. But you're not listening to this segment to hear me talk about what to drink. I'm more about what you eat, right? Well, here's where I, or anyone else obsessed with food, comes in. To me, it's of crucial importance to taste wine with food, particularly if you're still learning about it. A good beef bourguignon will be an excellent partner for a bold and deep Zinfandel. Lightly broiled or grilled salmon will welcome a refreshing Pinot Gris. And for dessert, how about a sparkling wine or a sipping port? Food allows you to bring through those notes in both taste and smell that are crucial for sampling good wine. See what I mean? I bet you can picture yourself sipping right now. And there are plenty of folks out there to help you. So if you take a trip to Woodinville, go over to Eastern Washington, or even visit our new space in Snohomish, the moment you enter that tasting room, you'll be greeted by someone who'd love to find out what you like and taste some great offerings with you. They aren't there to make you feel silly or small or treat you like you don't know anything. And let me tell you, if they do, you have my permission to just walk out. These folks just really love talking about wine, and they'll enjoy sharing it with you and finding out what you like. So let's bottom line it, shall we? If you taste it and you like it, it's a good wine. If not, then not. So why not wine a little bit? It'll make you feel better. I'm Joan Autry. Thanks for listening, and have a delicious week.